This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Leaders for Colorado's indigenous tribes asked for more consultation with state lawmakers during the State of the Tribes address Thursday. CPR's Kiara Damari has more.
The annual State of the Tribes address is typically where tribal leaders bring up goals and concerns ahead of the legislative session. Both Melvin J. Baker, the chairman for the Ute Southern Indian Tribe, and Manuel Hart, chairman for the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, addressed state house representatives. They pressed for continued relationship building between tribal leaders and state leaders and said they wanted to be treated as equals during the legislative process. Here's Chairman Baker.
This consultation must take place early in the legislative process, not at the last minute or as an afterthought. By working together, we can identify potential impacts of legislation on tribal communities and explore solutions that benefit all parties.
Chairman Hart talked about housing, healthcare, and infrastructure. He said the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe has a 300-unit waiting list to get tribal members into housing.
Our story has to be put on the table. Whether you agree or disagree, it's something that we need to talk about and discuss.
The American Indian Affairs Interim Study Committee will be working this legislative session to address needs of Native communities throughout the state. Those include reclassifying bison to protect them from poaching and asking local law enforcement to honor tribal arrest warrants. Senator Jesse Danielson sits on that committee.
Even if it only impacts reservation lands, if we can lift a barrier through the state statute, we have to.
I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
The city of Lakewood has moved to limit where gas stations and car washes can be located. The goal is to reduce emissions and water consumption. City Council approved the plan this week. Supporters argue the abundance of gas stations in Lakewood drives up emissions and threatens residents' health, and that car washes waste water and can contaminate water supplies. Existing businesses won't be affected, but new gas stations will have to have electric vehicle chargers. In Denver, the City Council will consider similar zoning limits next month. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.